Blog Talk Radio.
Hope you enjoyed the Success Songs original composition. For music and words that create powerful moments in your day, go to successsongs.com and hear life from a higher vibration.
Good morning. Welcome to YTV. Your travel business. Ticket. To your future.
Thank you. Stay tuned.
Thank you. Stay tuned in.
All right, all right. Thank you for the introduction, Isaiah. Hey, good morning, Monty. How you feeling this morning?
I'm doing well, man. How are you?
Oh, great, man. Fantastic, man. Looking to get started on an exciting week. And, you know, it's very exciting times in our business in terms of YTB. And just Saturday, the founder of the company, who has his regular program on Saturdays at high noon Eastern time called, Message from the Coach, he talked about just a lot of valuable information about the company, the opportunity, excitement, and I want to share some of those things this morning with our listening audience and then just go through some things with people on what an ideal work week should look like, part-time or full-time in the business, wherever people might find themselves. But it still all boils down to a four-letter word called W-O-R-K, work. So before getting into that so that we can set the backdrop, what I'd like for you to do is take people through Robert Kiyosaki's cash flow quadrant so that we can then put all of this in perspective so that people can understand, again, what's the purpose of being involved in this business, and what is the why for doing YTB and how you're trying to position yourself in life. So if you could go ahead and share Robert Kiyosaki's cash flow quadrant for us, please do that.
Okay, and what Tatao was talking about, Robert Kiyosaki, he wrote a book called Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And basically, it's kind of psychological. And on one side, his poor dad was feeding him information, and on the other side, his rich dad was feeding him information. Well, the information that he got from his poor dad was to, get a job, work for 40 years, and work hard, be dedicated on that job, and retire. And then the other thing that his poor dad was telling him was the other option is, to own your own business, which is a great thing. Own your own business. You're your own employee. But there are some fallacies with the information that he was getting from his poor dad. As far as the work is concerned, being a worker, being an employee, you work for somebody else. You're working on their dreams. And you work all these years, and you barely keep yourself afloat, or in some cases you're doing pretty good, and then you retire. But most people, believe it or not, most people that are working jobs retire broke. You know, you put in all those years making somebody else rich, and what do you get out of it? You retire broke. And then as a business owner, this is something that I know Satawa can relate to. As a business owner, you're the boss, and that's a great thing. You do all the work, and that's cool too. But the fallacy with that is that you do all the work, and you have got to be there every day, all day. If you are not there, you don't make any money. So
that's a self-employed business owner.
It's a self-employed business owner, right? And so you don't have time for your family. In most cases, you don't have time for yourself, and so you do all the work. So you work all the years, and then another thing with that position, a lot of people work those jobs, they never get an opportunity to retire because they've got to work and keep earning money to keep the money coming in. So that's what the poor dad was telling him. And then the rich dad on the other side of the quadrant, there is the big business owner. In other words, this business owner has learned how to leverage his or her time because the big business owner has people working with them. And so if you take a day off or you need to time or to just relax, you can do that because as a big business owner, you've leveraged your time, so that means you're making money through other people. You're making enough money to do the other thing his rich father was telling him. You're making enough money to invest money now. So not only are you leveraging your time and earning money through other people, but you're making enough money to invest money to make money work for you also. So on the rich dad side of the quadrant, you're earning money through other people with your big business, and you're investing money, and that money is working for you too. So, when you look at it like that, I mean, which side do you want to be on this quadrant? Do you want to be an employee and or a self-employed person doing all the work, or do you want to be on the other side of the quadrant where you're leveraging your time, making money through other people, investing money, and that money is working for you? And basically, Satali, that's what the concept of the book is all about. You got a decision.
That's so important for people to comprehend. I mean, you know, and you can go and pick up the book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and then the other one's called The Cash Flow Quadrant, written by Robert Kiyosaki. And, you know, this is valuable information if you want to create wealth for you and your family. You might need to work a job for a specific point in time in your life to position yourself to do what you need to be able to do to get into building yourself a business. But understand this, if you stay on the job side of the equation, you will never be able to create wealth and transition your family into another lifestyle. So you have to make that choice at some point, what you want out of life. And that brings us to the business, YTB. And we're going to talk about two things this morning in terms of YTB. One is for those that are not involved that's listening, what the opportunity is about. And then those of our team members that are tuning in and listening but haven't quite gotten what they want to get out of the business yet, being able to share information with them on, you know, how to go about making this business opportunity work for them. And so the thing is that we want to be able to do is get this message across this morning. And one of the things that's important about taking advantage of this business opportunity is about being excited and staying excited all the time. Now, some people say, well, I can't stay excited all the time. Well, you know, if for no other reason, beyond the business perspective, is that you could be dead today, but you're alive. And if that ain't something for you to be excited about, then I don't know what floats your boat. And so, you know, that's reason number one to be excited. And no matter what you did right or wrong yesterday in your business, you have a chance to change that process to make it better. Every day you have a chance to make whatever you might not accomplish the way you wanted the day before, you have a chance to accomplish it the right way. So what we want to do at this point, Monty, if you could just share with people what you're full-time in the business. And so we're going to start with your perspective first in terms of from a full-time perspective. Share with us what your work week looks like and YTV from Monday through Friday.
Well, I'll tell you what. In my opinion, you have to approach the business like a job. I mean, you get up just like you were going to work. You get up and get yourself together. And here, now we're talking about a home-based business. One of the things my wife and I have been working on and still work on is the fact that we have a home-based business and that we work from home. So in the morning time, you get up, we check a few things on the computer, and then basically we want to get out and meet and greet and talk to people. And I'm not talking about getting out there bum-rushing somebody, pushing something up in their face. I'm just talking about meeting people. For instance, I learned something that's going on in our town in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, that's going on that was going on last week. You know, I went downtown and I saw a bunch of adults and children, and I didn't know what was going on. So there was a couple sitting on a bench downtown Winston-Salem, and I sat down and I started talking with them, and I found out that there was a homeschool convention being held at the convention center, and I was talking with the husband and wife, and we started off talking about their children, and how did they come to a decision to start homeschooling their children, and you know, I was just asking them questions, and they were asking me questions, and we were just talking. And then finally they were going to have to go because they had another class starting up. Now, this was probably about 4 o'clock, and they had a class. They had classes until about 7:30 that evening, and we talked about it. I say, so you guys are staying in a hotel? And they said, yes, we are, because they were from another city. And so I started talking about them. Well, I don't know what you're paying for your hotel, but what if you had an opportunity to cut that in half? Or what if you could stay in that hotel, and because you stayed in that hotel, you got paid to stay in that hotel? And that just changed the conversation. And for about 5 minutes, you know, I got to talk about what I was doing. And so before it was all said and done, gave them a card, and they gave me their number. And this week approaching, I'll be calling them and taking them to my website so they can look at a presentation, and we'll just go from there. Now, that was just one day, but generally speaking, that's how it goes. Like yesterday, I ran into a guy. Well, it was another guy downtown. I had just briefly mentioned something to him about our business, gave him a card. He called me yesterday, and I don't know if you looked at your computer yet, Satali, but I went to visit him. I went over his house. He's a computer tech. This guy has 4 degrees. He has a bachelor's degree and 3 associate's degrees, and he got laid off from his job last week. And he was saying he didn't know what he was going to do, and he was looking. And the biggest thing that he said to me was that he was tired of working for somebody else. He was just tired of it. He had put in 8 long years, dedicated years in this company, and then without a notice, they laid him off. They just laid him off. And so now we started talking about the business and positioning yourself for that not to ever happen to you again. And so he came on as a rep, Satali. He wants to become a RTA, but because of his situation, what happened with his job, he says that, hey, he's going to have to start doing a little field work, you know, repairing computers and whatnot. But he's getting himself together to become an RTA, and I'm with him every step of the way. So, you know, that's just a little piece of some of the things that's happening. And I'm planting the seeds. I'm planting the seeds, and I'm sowing those seeds, and the harvest, soon, the harvest will be plenty.
I hear you. So, I mean, we'll make sure we get him plugged in, so that, you know, that he can get his timing. You know, I mean, he went through a situation in life, and we have the opportunity, as Coach Thomas said, Saturday, we have the opportunity to help him, and that's what this business is about. For those out there listening that might be going through similar situations, or just looking to get an extra $500 a month, we can help you do that. I mean, we have the, as Coach Toma went over Saturday, and he was just sharing, what is it that the company is supposed to do for you? One, the company is supposed to be able to provide you with an opportunity. YTB does that. They provide us with a tremendous opportunity in terms of business, and with a tremendous compensation plan that is copywritten, a bill of rights with that compensation plan so that it cannot be changed, so that, you know, that whatever you earn is what you're going to earn. Two, to have a great home office that's supportive of its field staff. YTB's home office is supportive of its field staff. You call the home office, you get a message like this. We're having a great day in YTB today. How may I help you? Very pleasant. Response when you call, not what do you want. And then third, he said, a product. Our product is recreation and recess, travel. As he was talking to the couple for the homeschooling piece, you know, which is something that's near and dear to me also in terms of whole homeschool movement, is they had to come to town, they needed to stay in a hotel. Now, when you get back to them, they'll be able to learn how, when they do that in the future, how to get a confirmation for their hotel and also a commission check. And so it's a great, great opportunity. And as you basically were sharing your work week, you basically were sharing that you meet people, you meet, greet people, tweak their interests, and then you find a way after tweaking their interests to get them in front of a presentation and then let them make up their own mind. Is that what I'm understanding what you were saying?
That's what I'm talking about. You don't want to just run up and bum rush people. Just run up and just, you know, and try to do a presentation and just actually just get on their nerves. You know, you want to learn how it's called relationship marketing. That's what we do, relationship marketing. You know, talk to people about themselves. You know, I got another story for you, man. I was some friends of ours that live here, that they're from Connecticut, where they had some friends to come down for the weekend. And I got a chance to talk to their friends, and you know, the guy, he's real interested in the business, and he doesn't know anything about computers, but his fiance, you know, she said she could take care of that part. So, you know, we're talking with them. They're getting ready. They're going to leave today, I believe. But it's just about relationship marketing. It's just talking to people and finding out something about them and you know, see what kind of things they're interested in and what they, you know, what they're trying to accomplish in their lives, and, you know, just talking to people and meeting people and communicating with them, just being human, man, you know. There's nothing to be afraid of. I think a lot of people are afraid to talk to other people because, first of all, they're not going to you know, they're talking about bum rushing somebody. They're not going to just sit and just conversate, just hold a conversation. And so they end up not talking to anybody. But yeah, people are people.
Yeah, because in their mind, they're thinking about how am I going to sell this person as opposed to how I'm just going to be able to get in a natural conversation with them, let the conversation flow, and eventually as it flows, I'll find a way to interject, you know, a point that can create some curiosity, or as people say, learn how to become interested in people. Don't try to become interesting. Interesting means you're constantly just telling them your story and not listening to their story, because we're in the business of wanting to be able to help people. Now, that's one aspect of your business in terms of the relationship marketing and developing conversations and dialogue with people, because you need to be able to do that. We call that side of the equation activity, because from the activity is what's going to lead to you creating income. Now, another aspect of the business, because this is a business, and we do have something called a back office, and, you know, we have a website. Share with people, you know, what do you do on the administrative side, as far as your back office and the tools that you have, as far as how do you plug into learning more about your business?
I'll tell you what, in my opinion, I feel like my back office is like a whole staff of, you know, 50 people staff in my back office working for me, because when you go in your back office, you can track every aspect of your business. As far as your pay, your team, I mean, everything you need to know about your business, the inside of your business, is in the back office. There is situations back there for training, something called a toolbox. And folks, if you have a website, a YTB website, and you have not read your toolbox, man, you're missing a wealth of information. It's so much information. That's how you're going to get start to build your foundation of your knowledge in this business and what you're supposed to be doing and how you're supposed to do it. Read that toolbox. It's just so very important. And then you can also track information that's coming down from the home office, conference calls, bizreport.com. There's so much information there. I mean, the back office is where it is as far as staying abreast of everything that's going on with the company and everything and things that are happening in the industry and you know you got vendors back there. You can train with vendors in your back office. As a matter of fact, my wife and I have started to take the Walt Disney, that company has a training facility in the back office, and it's like going to school, man. It's like signing up to go back to school, and that's what, you know, we signed up, and we're going to be training on the different products and how to market the Disney product. And so, and you're talking about being excited. If you are moving forward in your business, in your YTB business, it is very difficult for you not to be excited, Satawi.
Yeah, I mean, and as you just said, in terms of the back office, I mean, and for some team members out there listening, if you're not spending 4 hours, at least 4 hours a week, a minimum in your back office, you don't know, you have no idea what you have a hold of. And as Monty just shared, you and his wife, they're taking a travel training with one of our vendors, which is Disney, so that they can better market the services. And I have, you know, there's different people in the team at time that call, well, how do you do such and such? And be like, okay, well, I can share part of it with you, but you need to go into your back office, and you got to read, and you got to participate. And you got training that's right there for you. Just sit in the comfort. Again, it's a home-based business. You sit in the comfort of your home, and you're online, and you get the training that you need to market your business. They almost like they make it too easy for you, and so I guess that's why some people don't do it. When you got your training completed so that you could sign up nonprofits, which was an all-day training, how did you and your wife take that training?
Well, that, you know what, that training was held down in Florida, and we're in North Carolina. And one of the things the company provided for us, there were people down there in that training. There were hundreds of people at that training. But the company provided us a way to be at that training without physically having to be there. We signed up for the training course, the Passport to Giving training course, which is the nonprofit work that the company does, and you've got to be trained. You've got to take that training before you can start working in that area and marketing our nonprofit product. But we signed up for the training on like a Wednesday, and the training was held that Saturday from like 9 to 4 o'clock. Well, all we had to do was get up, cut the computer on, and we downloaded a training manual that was provided. And we sat there with that training manual, kicked back now, comfortable, with our coffee in front of us, and just went through the training. And it was conducted in a way, it was conducted like this. You know, you train like a job. You trained, you got your 15-minute break, you train, then you got your lunch break, you train, you got your 15-minute break, then you train, and then it was over. And so we did that, Satawi, from the comfort of our own home. Man, we were still in our pajamas, you know, and we got this training. Now we have something under our belt. We have another product under our belt, but this product is to help nonprofits to create some funds, man, because these nonprofits are out here suffering. Money is drying up, and so we're bringing a product to the table that they can plug into, they can get and plug into, and don't have to dedicate tons and tons of people, volunteers, to do this stuff because, you know, once you get the product in place, it works automatically. And so, and we did that from the comfort of our own home, man, that training. And it was just so cool.
Again, folks, you know, YTB truly is a home-based business. Normally in another type of company or company setting or environment, you would have had to get to Florida.
Right.
You know,
no doubt.
So which means you would have had to spend money to get to Florida, find a hotel to stay in while in Florida, because when you got there, you'd have needed to take a break after the drive, or if you had flew in or whatever, and then take the train and then get all the way back home, where, again, the company provided opportunity for you to do that through the convenience and comfort of your own home. Online with your computer. And so, folks, when we tell you that this is a home-based business, it truly that the company provides for you. As Coach Thomas said again this Saturday, the company's responsibility is to provide you an opportunity, provide you a support staff, and, you know, tools. And another thing, he said, and to pay you on time. This company's never been late in paying commissions. I mean, you know, you get a weekly commission check every week. You can get a residual income check every month, and you can get travel checks twice a month. You know, and so the company, you know, they pay on time, but you still have to do, as he said, a four-letter word called work, whether it's part-time or full-time. And so some of you out there that are still working your job and say, well, you know, I don't have a lot of time. The company makes it even so simple as that a person can work 5 minutes out of the day and earn $6,000 a year off of 5 minutes out of the day, which is $500 a month, minus the cost for the investment to work 5 minutes a day. And share with folks, Monty, you know, what that 5 minutes a day, and I'm talking Monday through Friday with Saturdays and Sundays off. Share with people what that 5 minutes a day is about and what that investment entails.
Man, I like to refer that to that as the 5-5-5 plan, because you work 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week, and make $500 a month. And basically, this is what it's all about. Our company was featured in a magazine called Success from Home, and so the company came up with a brilliant idea. You know, it's all about the tools. The company provides so many tools. So there's a program where you can get 25 magazines a month for $99. And this is what your work day will look like with YTB. You give somebody a magazine Monday. Let's say Monday, tomorrow. You see a sharp person, you know, you say something to them, you conversate with them, again, relationship marketing, and you come up with this brilliant idea. My company was featured in this magazine. It's not a magazine that our company puts out, but this is a business journal, basically, magazine. And we're featured in this magazine, and you're such a sharp person. You know, I want to leave this magazine with you for you to take a look at my company. And I just need to be able to contact you to follow up with what we're doing here, and you get some information, name, number, email address, stuff like that. And then, Satawi, you're done working for the day with YTB. You're done. And then you just repeat that step every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So you put in a total of 25 minutes in that work week. And from doing that, company guarantee that, you know, a 12-month period, you'll make $6,000.
Yeah, I'm just saying that you give those magazines out, get the information back from the people, and follow up with those folks. They don't believe it's humanly possible to do that and not make $6,000, so that if you do that and follow that system, and you log those people's information in again into your back office. There's a spot in your back office for your people that you got their names and numbers and stuff from to log it in, so that your power team leader can help you with the follow-up to verify that you did actually give them a magazine. And if nothing comes out of it at the end of a 12-month period, or if you only made $1,000, the company will give you $5,000. If you only made $2,000, they'll give you $4,000. If you made zero, it will cut you a check for $6,000, because they are so confident in our product, the industry, and what we do, that they don't believe it's humanly possible for you to give out those 25 magazines a month and not make $6,000. They just don't believe it's possible. So we have something that no other network marketing company has. We have a guarantee that pays people from the beginning. And so I tell people all the time and complain and crying about, Well, you know, this thing is rough. I'm not making no money, you know. Like, I'm going to have to stay on my job. Okay, well, one, I'm going to get him another two. All right, sister, well, I ain't got $100 to get the magazine. All right, I got a solution for that. I'm going to give you another two. Here's the two. All right, you going to really do the business? Okay, good. Change your W-4 to 9. You'll have less money taken out of your check. You just gave yourself a pay raise. Take the pay raise and buy the magazine. See, company takes away excuses. And understand this. The winner has the same problems that the loser has. It's just that the winner doesn't quit. See, the loser makes excuses. All they got to do, change the W-4 to 9. You'll get less money taken out of your check. You take the difference. Because you're investing that difference into your home-based business, which is a great tax shelter and a great tax write-off. You're going to have a receipt for your magazines, which is the $100 you spent for them, which is a business investment. You take 5 minutes out of the day. You can do it on your lunch break. It works. When you break for lunch, you go to Subway, Quiznos, one of them places, or however you do your lunch thing. And you give somebody a magazine. You get their contact information. You get home. You go into your back office, you log it in, you put it into your back office, you notify your power team leader. I gave out a magazine today, and I gave it out to Mr. John Doe. His phone number is 555-555-5555. His email address is, you know, whatever. And I would get the horse's home address also. And the person says, well, why do you need all of that? You just tell them, say, my company gives me $20 every magazine that I pass out. Again, I'm not selling a magazine. My company gives me $20 every magazine that I pass out, and I just need to verify that I actually gave you a magazine so I can get my $20 from the company. And it's that simple, folks. It really is. This is not a complicated business. This is not rocket science. You don't need an engineering degree to do this. I mean, that's how confident the company is that you can win in this business, that they have the $6,000 guaranteed program for those people that feel, I can't sell, you're good at talking to people, I'm not. You know, all of the different reasons people think they can't do something. And with the rise in gas prices and the other aspects of the economy, you better have a plan B. You better have a backup plan. You better other than that, you're going to find yourself like some people I know back in the city I used to live in Baltimore. I knew people was working 3 jobs, full-time job, 2 part-time jobs. And that was before the gas prices went up. So I know some of them are probably trying to figure how to work a 4th job. Well, YTB, you don't have to do any of that. We even, like I said, we got a plan where you can work 5 minutes a day and make an extra $500 a month. I mean, that's just so awesome.
Plus, Atal, if they took your advice, if they went to their employer and changed their W-4, they would give themselves a pay raise, and that pay raise would probably cover that little bit of extra money that they're making on their 2 part-time jobs. If they just go in there and see, this thing is about working smarter. We're not talking about working harder. We're talking about working smarter. We're talking about you taking advantage of something that can absolutely change your life, but you can do this within whatever else you're doing in your life. We're not asking you to quit your job. We're not nothing like that. You could do this while you're doing whatever it is that you do. You could still do this business. And the product, leisure, the product is so, who do you know that won't talk about travel, Satali? You know anybody like that?
No, I mean, if anything, they're talking about how they wish they could take more vacations.
Right.
You know, because most people are time broke, you know, which is another aspect. You know, we've met people that's in this business who, you know, hey, they were doing pretty good before coming into YTB financially, but they were time broke. Time broke means folks that basically, they had no time to spend with their family because they was working, making money take care of their family, but they couldn't enjoy the money that they had with their family. And so they were time broke. I know several people like that, you know, personally, who are time broke, who end up having to have nannies watch their children because they're not home because their corporate job requires them to fly here, there, and everywhere. And, you know, they like, you know, they think, oh, I'm jet setting and da-da-da-dee, you know, and I got this money that's coming in and I'm able to buy this and I'm able to buy that. But they don't have no time for themselves and their family. The corporation has become their family. Their children don't even know them and they don't know their children. And then when their children get caught up in the jams and trouble, they wonder, you know, what went wrong? Well, you wasn't there for them. That's what went wrong. You know, and again, folk, I'm not condemning anybody out there. We're just trying to come help you with some solutions because life is too short to be thinking, okay, well, I'm going to do this corporate thing, you know, and when I retire from there, well, when you retire from there, your children going to be grown. You know, they only going to be 5 once. They only going to be 6 once. You know, and so, folk, you know, this is so critical in terms of, you know, for those that's looking for real prosperity and happiness, and that when the company's in a growth mode, so, you know, we're not just sharing this with you just simply because, yeah, we're in the company and, sure, we want to see more people on our team and whatever, but the company's in a growth mode, which means there's a tremendous opportunity taking place in this land through a company called Your Travel Business. It ain't even reached its peak yet, and which means that there's plenty of room for more people to come in and enjoy the goodies. And, you know, we just want to make sure that we get that message across to people. Take a look. You know, that's all we're asking you to do. Take a look.
And, you know, Satawe, along with, you know, folks, along with your 40-year plan, your job, something Satawe was talking about, you better have a plan B. And from our company's perspective, your plan B can be a 4-year plan. You've got your 40-year plan, which is your plan A, but you also have your plan B, which is your 4-year plan. Now, when you sit down and actually look at what we're talking about, and check this out. What I'm talking about looking at is a video, a 10-minute video that's on my website, that's on Satawe's website, that's on everybody's website in YTB. So when you expose your business to somebody, you don't have to do a lot of talking. You know, you get them in front of a computer, or you get them on the telephone and go to the sizzle call and press option 2. There's a presentation right there. So, in other words, these tools are provided for us, and what we have to do is use them more. You know, we Satawe and I, we're using these tools now, but we've got to do more of it. And so, that's the plan, the 4-year plan, your plan B. Your plan B can be your travel biz, YTB. This can be your 4-year plan. Keep your 40-year plan, but have a plan B, Satawe.
Yeah, I mean, if you was going to go to college, you know, or some people that's working a job, so, you know, I'm going to get me some more schooling so I can get a pay raise. Well, you have to do 4 years of that. And if you went to night school, it's like 8. So, you know, hey, you know, this is a 4-year piece that, you know, and for most people that came in this company that are making, you know, ridiculous kind of income, they came in with a 4-to-5-year plan, but they was able to reach it within 2 years, 3 years. At this point, what I'm going to do, I'm going to bring up the 2-minute overview call so that people can, that's new out there, that's still trying to comprehend totally what we're talking about. Got a call that we share with people to pique their interest before getting them in front of a presentation that sort of gives them a 2-minute overview. And I'm going to bring up that call so that those that's out there that's still trying to understand, you know, what is YTB about. You know, we've covered a lot of stuff this morning. Let me bring that call up, Monty. Hold on.
Hello, and please allow me just 2 minutes to introduce you to an exciting, extremely lucrative business that can not only change your financial situation dramatically, but will enable you to take luxury cruises, travel the world first class, and create a six-figure income at the same time. Yes, everyday people like you and me are earning substantial income within the first few months. The days of being dependent upon our jobs as our only source of income in this faltering economy have caused many people to evaluate the stability of their future, searching for a plan B. More people than ever are looking for ways to make an additional income all while having more time off. Everybody would like to have a raise without asking a boss, increase their income without taking time away from their family. I'm talking about doing this all from home in the largest, fastest-growing industry in the world, travel and vacations. I'm sure you are aware that there's been a major paradigm shift in travel. Since the 90s, thousands of traditional travel agencies have gone out of business primarily due to the Internet. Travel is the fastest-growing sector on the Internet, and companies like Expedia, Orbitz, and Travelocity are gaining millions of customers and gaining billions of dollars. Today, more than $59 million in travel is booked over the Internet every hour. In fact, 40 cents of every dollar spent on the Internet is spent on travel-related products. A top travel company in America has provided a brilliant business model as a way for you and me to get in front of this explosive growth, earn money, travel smarter as an insider, and save thousands of dollars through the incredible tax advantages of owning a home business, all while creating an extra stream of residual income that pays you every month for the rest of your life. It doesn't get much better than that. See, we actually merged three explosive trends, the travel industry, the Internet, and home-based business. You will also have your very own travel business website that allows you to earn money 24 hours a day without sitting in front of a computer. And the compensation structure, well, it's so lucrative, I couldn't possibly give it justice on this short call. But whether you're looking for part-time, full-time, or obscene life-changing income, we have something for you. There's even a handsome bonus program enabling you to earn $10,000 bonuses time and time again, along with our profit sharing and free insurance for you. You heard me right. Guaranteed issue free insurance. All of this in addition to the $6,000 minimum income guarantee. The Jet Set is an organization of savvy business professionals specializing in helping others succeed with this business model. So if you have a desire to improve your situation immediately, you can follow simple directions and are coachable. You have what it takes. Some retail travel sites spend hundreds of millions of dollars each year on advertising. This company continues to experience record-breaking growth and spends nothing on advertising. This company uses word-of-mouth advertising and pays millions of dollars in generous commissions to our representatives. This is a chance for you to align with a solid, stable company, travel the world in style, and create a six-figure lifestyle for you and your family. And it can happen sooner than you think. So please, get back with the person who gave you this number. Tell them you want to learn more about this exciting company right now and earn your first check next week. Thank you for calling, and have a great day.
All right. So quickly, Monty, share with people how you use that call.
And see, that's how it's done. You know, mostly everybody I know has a cell phone. And so you're talking to somebody, you're having this conversation, you've just met, and you're doing the relationship marketing, you're finding out some things about them, and then, you know, we start talking about making more money. I say, hey, I got an idea. You got 2 minutes? Sure. The sizzle call is programmed into my phone, so I press two buttons and say, check this out, and let them listen to it. And once they've done that, you're talking, you say, well, look, ma'am, sir, the information you just heard, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, how would you rate your interest in what you just heard? And if they say anything 6 or less on that scale, 6 or less, whether that person's interest isn't high enough for you to actually want to work with. But something that you can do with that person is you can say something to the effect of, hey, you know, I'm a travel agent, and travel deals and steals all come across my desk all the time. Would you mind if I emailed you some of them? And they say no, you get their email address. There's a system on your travel site that you could plug these emails into, and about once a week, you know, five travel deals will come to their email. They open them up, check them out. If they decide to take advantage of any of those travel deals that you're sending them, by the way, they happen automatically. You're not sending them, the company is sending them, but they're getting them. And so if they decide to take advantage of any of those travel deals, it goes to your website, and that travel is booked on your website, and you earn a commission from that. And then on the other side, if they say their interest is 7 or above, well, you've got somebody to work with. You've got somebody that you can say, well, that you can get back with maybe later that day or the next day, get them to your website, and you actually do a presentation with them. I'm sitting at my computer, they're sitting at their computer, or I say, well, you know, I've got something I want you to see, and I'll give you my website address. And when do you think you can take a look at this video? And they say, well, maybe I could do it tomorrow evening. What time tomorrow evening? 6 o'clock. All right, I'll tell you what I do. You look at the video at 6 o'clock. About 6:30, I'll give you a call and follow up with you. Is that okay? Sure, that's cool. So they look at the video. You call them up 6:30. And follow up with them, and just move from there, Satali.
It's a very simple process, people. You heard it here. As we're winding down, I'm going to get closing comments from Monty because I got a short piece I want to play. It's about 4 minutes long to wrap the show up, called You Born to Be Great. Closing thoughts for this Sunday morning, Monty.
Yeah, listening to that two-minute sizzle call, the speaker said something very important to Satali. 40 cents of every dollar spent on the internet is spent on travel.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, that should give you an idea of what's going on here.
And how huge the market is.
Exactly.
And how great the opportunity is.
Right.
All right. All right. I'm going to bring up You Were Born to Be Great and wrap today's show up. Thank you for your comments, and I'll talk to you later on, Monty.
Enjoy it, folks. Thanks, Atali.
All right.
For 10 days in a row, I want you to listen to this information once a day until it becomes burned into your brain. And that's not 10 times in one day. I want you to do it for 10 days in a row, and on the 11th day, you will be a changed person. I want you to listen to me very carefully. By the way, my name is Mark Yarnell. You were born to be great, and that's not hype. The only people who have the courage to enter network marketing, which is the most competitive field in capitalism in North America, the most competitive continent on the planet, are the people who are cognitively and neurologically hardwired to earn millions of dollars. But you need to understand one important rule before you can raise your personal bar. Few people ever figure this out on their own. So listen very carefully, listen closely, and think about what I say very, very intelligently. Mull this over in your brain. Once you get it, it's all over. You will go to a radical income very, very fast. Here it is. If anyone has ever accomplished anything, you can too. If anyone has ever accomplished anything, you can too. When my friend Rocky Blyer first got back from Vietnam, he was told he would never walk again, let alone run. Instead, through personal commitment, he soon scored a winning touchdown in the Super Bowl as a walk-on player drafted by the NFL with zero NFL experience. You see, I've heard the argument, well, I couldn't win a golf tournament, I couldn't score a touchdown. Let me tell you something, folks, you can do anything. Even crippled people can compete in the most demanding professional sport in North America once they realize one fact. It's been done, so they can do it too. Now, all these stories you've heard about country guys like me making millions, retired 78-year-old butchers like Jimmy Smith, and poor immigrants like Costa earning millions of dollars a year in MLM are true. And you know what? We only have one advantage that you're about to have when this call is over and you've listened to it enough to appropriate it for yourself. We figured out that if other people had ever earned over $100,000 a month, we could too. Hey, if anybody had earned $1 million a month, we could too. Hey, it's already been done. That means it can be done again. If you couldn't do it, if you didn't have the potential, if you weren't cognitively hardwired to make that kind of money, you would have never gotten into this industry. You would have never had the courage to be a networker. That's what takes courage. Remember the song by America years ago called Tin Man? Remember that famous line? Oz never did give nothing to the Tin Man that he didn't already have. Well, I want to give you something that you already have. I'm giving you permission to earn $100,000 a month. Anyone who tells you that you can't is a rotten liar, a dream stealer. Don't listen to him. Remember, if anyone has ever done anything, you can too. And now that all the secrets of all those so many people, how they did it, all the winners are available to you and to your whole downline through our Holy Grail training, you can do it much faster. Now you know how they did it. You've always had the courage, the heart, and the brains, just like the Tin Man and the Lion and the Scarecrow. Now I'm giving you permission. Listen to me carefully. You were born to be great and earn millions. You've now got permission. Get after it.
As you hear what Mark said, get after it, get after it, get after it. Hey, I want to thank people for joining in. We're going to close out with It's My Time because it is our time. You were born to be great. And as I started the show off, I said, you know, whatever you're down about, be happy because God gave you another day and you got another day to straighten it out. God bless you. Love you. And remember, it's your time. It's my time. It's God's time. It's our time. Peace and blessings.
We hope you enjoyed this Success Songs original composition.